Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Callum Connell and here are today's top stories. Almost half of all internet users do not trust the internet. Tech companies have released their Q1 2017 profit figures and Facebook has rolled out updates to its Rights Manager tool. Research by Ipsos and CIGI has found that almost half of all internet users do not trust the internet. The study looked at attitudes towards the internet from almost 25,000 people in 24 countries. It found that 49% said they did not trust the internet, with the top reason for this being the belief that the internet is not secure. Other common reasons included the belief that the internet was not reliable and that it's controlled by corporate elites and governments. Over half, 55%, also said that they were more concerned about online privacy this year compared to last year. When asked who they were afraid of, cybercriminals came top of the list, closely followed by internet companies and governments. The study also found that whilst mobile payments were very popular in developing countries, much fewer people in developed countries were comfortable with making payments on their mobile phones. The result of the study shows that online companies must take user security and privacy seriously if they want to avoid losing customers. Tech companies have released their Q1 2017 profit figures. It looks as though the quarter was a successful one for various big name companies, including Alphabet, Microsoft, Amazon, and Intel. Alphabet, the parent company of Google and YouTube, saw a quarterly profit of $5.4 billion, up 28% on the same period last year. It attributed the growth to higher levels of ad spend on mobile and YouTube ads. Microsoft's profits also grew by 28% to $4.8 billion. This was driven largely by increased sales of its cloud computing products, which are increasingly being used by large and small businesses alike. The e-commerce giant Amazon saw its profits rise by an impressive 40% to $724 million. The growth was put down to the company's international expansion to India and Mexico, as well as the success of its Amazon Prime subscription service. The chip manufacturer Intel saw its profits grow by 45% to $2.9 billion, with most of this being driven by new products from the company's memory division. Facebook has rolled out updates to its Rights Manager tool. Rights Manager is a tool that allows video owners to control what happens if another page steals their video and uploads it to their own page. The update means that video owners can now choose one of four options for what to do if another page steals their video content. The block option means that the stolen video will be made unviewable as soon as the thief tries to upload it to their Facebook page. The claim ad earnings option means that the thief will be able to upload and publish the stolen video, but the real owner will receive any advertising money generated by ad break adverts in the video. The monitor option means that the thief will be able to upload the stolen video, but that the real video owner will be able to view its video metrics. And the manually review match option means that the video will be placed in the manual review tab in the real video owner's Rights Manager account to be acted on at a later time. Cash on delivery is still the dominant payment method for online shoppers in Indonesia, according to research by e-commerce IQ. The study found that cash on delivery was used for 65% of online purchases in the country, with credit cards coming in a distant second place with 21%. Followed by bank transfers in third place at 14%. Ant Financial is making moves in the country's online payments market, however, in the hope that it'll become a more popular medium in the future. It's partnered up with BlackBerry, which is popular in Indonesia, and plans to launch a BlackBerry-based mobile payment service in the future. And finally, Samsung Pay has launched in the United Arab Emirates. The payment service allows users to pay for items in any high street shop that has near-field communication technology. It's thought that Samsung Pay will work on almost all point-of-sale terminals in the country. Samsung Pay is now available in 14 countries worldwide, with the UAE being its first launch into the Middle East. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.